If you're like me and you have a problem staying healthy, getting food on time, making it taste good, whatever your thing is, the cost, then do what I do and get yourself Factor. If you haven't been here before, I love Factor. I have a deep freezer full of Factor food. Factor is already made chef's designed by dietitians and delivered to your door. You heat it for 2 minutes and you eat it. Heat it and eat it. That's it. That's it. Lean proteins, colorful vegetables, whole food ingredients, healthy fats, the stuff you'd make if you had the time. No refined sugars, no artificial sweeteners, and no refined seed oil. See, the seed oils is the sneaky thing. That's what they don't tell you about. 100 rotating meals every week. High protein, calorie smart, Mediterranean, GLP-1 support, ready to eat salads. New Muscle Pro collection for strength and recovery. You pick what fits your goals, healthy eating, calorie management, more protein, whatever you're actually trying to do. Always fresh, never frozen, ready to eat in 2 minutes. No prep, no cleanup, no mental load. Not motivation to eat better, elimination of the reason you don't. Come on with the game, Factor, with the game. So listen right now, escucha. So head to factormeals.com/issues50off. Issues50off. Use code issues50off. Issues50off. To get 50% off your first Factor box plus free breakfast for a year. For a year. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscriptions purchased to make healthier eating easy with Factor. Bam. Come on, man.
There we go.
And then
it'd be crazy if DC said it again.
Oh, what kind of mic is that? The Gawk Gawk 2000 Dion?
Oh, take two? Okay. Yo, Lack, what type of mic is that?
Lack, what kind of mic is that, man? It's just poking out on you. It's I haven't seen that one before.
Okay, the hands again? We're doing the hands again? All right, do it again.
The salt and pepper. I was just putting
the salt and pepper shaker.
Come on. Hey, and we're back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Bone shots.
Y'all were really giving it to each other just now.
No, I was just admiring Dion's nice setup. He's truly you be forgetting Dion got his own studio. So sometimes he'll just pop up with some swifty handy dandy technology. You'd be like, oh, okay, this makes sense. This is why he gets the big bucks.
He got great lighting, camera. Yeah,
great lighting.
Changing
his skin is glowing. Look how he's glowing.
His sweater's looking new.
Sweater looking brand new.
Oh, the Ram colors right there. There we go.
Not really.
Yeah. Oh, you changing colors in the background and stuff. Okay.
Yeah, Ram colors. Hey, how's the 49ers doing, young DC?
Oh man, wow, that's hurtful. You didn't have to do.
How's Detroit? how's Detroit? Hey, Cancun was crazy, right? Who's your team, Craig?
For no reason. That's disrespectful, huh? Bro. You're supposed to be humble, Dion.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. This is Dion's last.
It's his last episode, bro.
I'm a Giants fan.
Giants fan.
We got Harbaugh.
Yeah, Harpo.
Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate the quarterback, the young quarterback. You know, I do realize Russell Wilson is a rat for him. Nobody's picking him up again.
Yeah, he's about done.
You got Sierra. He good.
Yeah, he got that Steelers money. Well, no, it was Denver's money. He got Denver money that's going to be here for another, 4 years?
Time to put Sierra back out on the road.
Wow.
She's talented. She worked.
Yeah. You didn't say it like she's going to work, though.
Yeah. But it's like she's putting her on the street.
Yeah, you said like she's going to be on the street. Like she had to be on the next corner.
She on the old stroll. Get up there and make my money.
I would have said a hotel bar or something like that. I wouldn't have said no stroll. That's crazy.
Hotel bar, for Sierra, that's the same thing as being on the street.
Well, who makes more money, Russell or Sierra?
Russell. I think Russell for sure. Russell.
Russ.
Nigga, who's going to a headlining Sierra concert?
Oh, wow.
I would.
Headlining?
She can open up for nothing about Brandy and Monica and look at where everybody went.
Headlining, nigga.
Well,
headlining.
Well. How much time she got to do? Because everybody
I only know one song, so y'all
you know a couple songs. She got
some bangers.
I don't know. This beat is
On a manic funky
Yeah,
fresh
see that's it.
the sonic.
If she got ride it. You love the way I
You
ride.
got oh,
Yeah.
oh.
Yep, that's a Marion.
One two step.
Let me see. Yeah, one two step. She just dropped a song that's doing good right now. She
Yeah,
got
she's
Well,
yeah.
y'all name is
Five,
Dion. Wait, Dion,
four,
y'all you and
five,
Craig named
four,
the
three.
same you and Craig named the same song. One two step is automatic, systematic, right?
No,
Let me
you
see
one
you
also.
one two step.
No, she did. He did music make you lose control, right?
I don't know.
Music make you lose control. Let's go. Right?
Oh, okay. You're right. Touche. I thought that was the same song.
Yeah, man.
You know her music better than me.
Ride
Have
was a good
daughters,
song.
man. I have daughters, yo.
I'm not
I've done a
surprised.
lot of TikToks, aka they don't listen to Indian music. I actually am a fan of Sierra.
You got a Sierra TikTok out there? You doing Sierra moves out there somewhere?
I do. Five, four, three, two, one. Let's go.
Double up,
Level
double up.
up. Level up. Level up. I level up all through the pandemic, yo.
Song's that old?
When are we gonna start seeing your TikToks, Chaz, with Izzy?
You're not.
No,
Why, bro?
that's
Why do you
the
why do
dance
you hide
moves.
Izzy? Why do you hide Izzy's brilliance? You can't just keep tucking his genius away, bro.
Yeah, I can.
I'm telling you right now, Jazz, you got about a good 4 year window, and she's gonna start fucking with you.
That's what y'all know. You've had the same experience, DC?
Yeah, man, they're gonna if you yeah, you they get older, they don't want to do these things.
She's
Me and
setting
Nana
up.
used to me and Nana used to film videos. And she just put me I asked her one time, she was like, "I'm good, Dad." I was like, "Damn, you're all my views. With the kids, it's easy views."
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You got a window, brother.
Yeah, when you shoot with the kids, you get that's just views on top of views.
Women love you shoot with your children. Oh, he's
Tell
a
him,
good
Dion.
dad.
Tell
He's
him,
a good dad. Look
Dion.
at him. I wish my daddy did that shit to me. I wish my did that shit. I get so many memes from women to be like, send this to a good dad. I feel like, oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Send this to a good dad who deserves to hear that they're a good dad.
And when your kids fool with you when they're older, they're like, oh wow, his daughters really like him because a lot of older girls, some they don't be having good relationships with their dads.
Right.
Yeah. Like my daughter's 14 now. She'd rather hang out with friends, go to the mall. I asked him, can I go to the movies with her? She'd be like, she's looking around like, what movie you
Maybe.
want to see? Nigga, versus they just saying, yes, hey, yeah, let's do it. Let's hang out. Let's get some yogurt land afterwards. She'd be like, I was planning on watching with my friend Melissa. Oh, Marvel movies is your thing now? Wow.
That was
It
ours.
hurts me. Yeah.
You said the same experience, Gregory?
At a certain age, they just clock out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just for real clock out.
Clock the hell out.
You got
Yeah,
a
I've been
window,
clocking
brother.
out on my parents.
Whoever told them they could think for themselves.
This is familiar. Have you guys heard what Ryan Davis said about his daughter? Y'all agree?
I didn't hear what he
What'd
said.
he
What did he
say? I
say?
heard a little bit. Yeah, so I'm I, it's a great topic, but I feel like pretty much what he said was now his daughter is looking at him like a transaction that she only reaches out to him for money. And he's like, I remember there was a time where my daughter would just be like, hey dad, let's hang out. Let me be up under you. Let's watch movies. Let's do this together. So now she only hits me up for money or for material things. Now it's a transaction. But I think people will fail to realize that she's only 11. That's what children do.
Oh, nigga. Oh, she just getting started, baby.
Yeah. I can see if it was like an adult. So I was with him until I heard the age. I was like, oh shit, nigga, that's for the what? Help me, dad, with a sandwich. I don't know how to cut the turkey. Like, yes, she hasn't figured it out yet. So I thought he was about to say, yeah, my daughter was like 21. I was like, oh damn, yeah,
That's
you ain't
kind
doing.
of cold, 11.
Yeah,
Right.
that's a young of an age to be like, I just need money. It got to be
Right.
more to the story.
Well, no, even if they need money, they
Does
can't
she wait?
work.
She so she might not live with him then.
Yeah, she doesn't. It's a baby mother situation.
Yeah, so that's a different ball game.
Right. Yeah, that's what are you doing, Chaz? I'm
I'm
saying
trying to figure out why that's there.
How do you do these shit, dude?
Well, what I'm trying to do is because I didn't like the way it looked last time, so I'm trying to figure out why it looked like
This
that.
your first day on a job, pal?
But yeah, I don't know. I don't do this stuff. They had a whole team over there doing this stuff. They had professionals. I'm just
Go
trying
on
to.
YouTube.
I got the duct tape glue hanging together. This show's barely hanging alive. I'm trying my
No,
best.
you're doing great, bro.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yes.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, okay, well, that doesn't do what I thought I was gonna do. Okay, let me just turn that back off. I don't know why that panel's there. I don't know what's happening. So,
At 11, that's kind of it's actually good that she's hitting him up for money instead of asking her mom to ask him or going around. She's just hitting him like, "Hey, Dad,
Right.
I
Is it still
need."
a relationship?
And in all fairness, it might not be her. I don't know their situation, but it could be the
Right.
mom going through the daughter to, ask your daddy, ask your dad. So I don't know the situation, but I do know it's always different when you don't live with the child or when you're not,
Yeah.
super, in the household like that. So they
And
going.
sometimes you got to send that text because comics have a weird schedule. Sometimes
Right.
you got to see that text so that when he finally looks through his phone, he can see and be like, "Oh shit, let me hit her up."
Yeah, and how far does she live? Where does she live? A whole nother state or,
Right. Yeah, I was definitely sad in his situation when hearing it. Now, as soon as he's like, "How old is the daughter?" Like, oh man, yeah, my daughter hits me up by asking how to. She asked me how to do the some Chuck Taylors, the shoestring when it comes like it's like flat versus like this. So it's like, "Dad, can you help me with this?" I was like, "Of course I can. I've had
I got it.
some Cortezes and Chuck Taylors of how you had that little flat shoestring." But yeah, help me. Yes, I would love to help you.
I can't do none of that for my kid, man. All I can do is help her with jokes. That's it. That's all I got for her.
Now I'm
I'm
quick
like,
to
can you
send
help
a
me?
YouTube. I might get send a YouTube a gift. I'll be sending
Yeah.
YouTube so damn much.
If your child did comedy, and would you tell her it ain't in, or would you help her, or if she's trash, or all you got daughters, or son, if she's trash, you'd be like, you hear people saying boo, you'd be like, "You got this, baby," or would you be like,
You gotta take your lumps.
"She's you watching her, you
You
watching her,
got
you'd be
this
like."
baby makes it worse.
Yeah,
It's all right, baby. You doing good. That makes it worse.
I think you sit there. I think you sit there silent and just let it
Yeah.
happen. As long as they don't get disrespectful.
She gets off stage. What you do? What's your first thing you say?
Woo! Damn. Yeah. Do you sure you want to do
I'm acting like I don't know her inside the club. But
this?
once we get outside, we can talk.
You see, go
Let
like,
them
man, they
know.
just put
Comedy
anybody
is
on stage,
subjective.
don't they?
Yeah.
Comedy is subjective. This wasn't your night tonight, baby.
Yeah.
Or
You
tomorrow
expect me
might
to get
not be
back on
either.
stage again? You expect me to get back on stage? They threw produce, Dad. Produce, cold cuts. How did they even hand that out to people?
Dion, you find out though if they really want to do it after a
Right,
bomb.
right.
I do
Dude,
you
Dad,
are you
you
sure you want to go
inspired
through
me.
this?
You inspired me, Dad. I do want to do this.
Yeah.
Help me.
This is the process, then, baby girl. I
This what
want
comes with it.
to. That's the worst.
I want to open up for you on the road, me and you.
Oh, now we're getting besides ourselves.
Wait, would you write an act for your daughter to open for you?
Would you write for her? I'd help.
I'd help. I don't know if I would
Ideas.
write it. Because,
I'd help.
we know comedy has to be that person's point of view, or at least their topics.
Right.
A lot of fathers, children, mothers, they write for their children. You see them at the Laugh Factory with like, first impressions and stuff, and then
Now,
they
I've
get the
seen some of
voice.
them, but I also know some of them kids were writing for themselves as well.
Yeah.
What's it called? Little Sydney Parks used to write her material.
She used to write her own material.
Oh,
She was mad young too. She was about
she's like 7, 8.
Yeah, she was young as heck doing stand up.
I love watching children perform. They sound like they're doing like a monologue. You know what I find interesting about having a parent? Like, it's all scripted. They don't like to cook. I'm like, hey, why don't you have McDonald's money? You don't even cook, mother.
Wait, has there ever been like a child slayer on the stage where I'm just talking about it was funny across the board?
Nick
No,
was
they did.
considered a slayer as a teenager.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay, not teenager, child.
Little JJ.
Oh yeah. I
Yeah.
remember him.
He wasn't bad.
Little JJ had his time. He had his run.
He won
Yeah.
a whole he won a whole TV show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Wasn't
his stuff when he was coming up, it didn't actually sound scripted.
also Isaiah.
When did Isaiah start?
Isaiah Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember him being a child.
Yeah, he was in that little JJ realm.
Or like a teenager. He might have been that, or 12 or something like that.
He about 12.
Yeah. That takes too much out of parents anyway, having to get up and take your kid up to the fucking nightclub to do stand up.
You gotta take them out immediately because they sell alcohol.
Oh, that's what you have to take him out immediately.
Yeah,
He actually had
because
to do that weights and with Matt Rife when he used to do crack him up when he was like 14, 15. I walk him in, he'd do a set, and I walk him right out, walk him right down them stairs.
why was you the chauffeur? The
Because I was hosting.
oh.
Yeah, I was a host when I was hosting Crack 'Em Up, so he would be doing my portion of the show. And so the bouncers and stuff would be like, DC is like almost it's your responsibility. So as
You
soon
get
as he
set
gets off, because
down.
I'm the one that brings him on stage and brings him off stage. So like as soon as he gets done, when it's time for him to go up, you go out and get him. Then when it's time for him to get off, you go out. You know what I mean? So when other comedians on stage, I come up and bring him up with me. He would stand by the door. Then I go get on stage. Ladies and gentlemen, this young dude, blah, 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 blah. He finishes set. I had to walk him right back outside.
Wow. You'd be like, yo, Matt, wait 1 second. I use the restroom. You go to the
Yeah,
restroom, you'd be
Matt.
like, Matt, no! Drinking
Yeah.
alcohol.
Comedy store gets shut down because of
Yep,
Matt.
we were right in and out. They didn't play, they weren't playing.
Eddie was young when he started, too.
Who?
Eddie Murphy.
14.
Chappelle,
Yeah. He's
14.
famous by 18. Shit.
Yeah, 14.
That's crazy. You know,
Chappelle
he said
14, Eddie 14.
that daggone documentary when he said he
Adam
only
Sandler.
auditioned one time. He only auditioned one time without the SNL his entire life. That's a great accomplishment.
That's
His
a hell of a,
last
like, how much talent,
audition.
how talented was he? You know what I mean?
One
He put his
audition.
foot in there. One audition, and he said he'd never audition for nothing ever again, huh?
Nothing else.
All these movies, everything. It's just like, we want Eddie.
Great career. And he said never did drugs, allegedly.
He smoked weed, he said. He didn't do drugs. He said
Yeah.
till later on he smoked weed. But
Is that
yeah,
for real?
he lucked up. He lucked up with Richard Catching Fire. That was his
Yeah.
first big acting role. Trading
Yeah.
Places. Oh, wait. That was supposed to be Richard Pryor?
Yeah.
In
And Gene
48
Wilder, right?
hours?
And Gene
No,
Wilder, right?
in Trading Places.
Oh. Yeah, I did. Okay, I did catch that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a bigger comedian career than Eddie Murphy?
Maybe George Burns.
Oh, you're going
Who?
way back. You're going way back. Whew.
Heavens no.
I was gonna say
No, Robin Williams. I can see
Yes,
that.
thank you.
Oh, hold on, Charlie Chaplin. If we can go back, that nigga didn't say a
Gosh.
word.
Now, are we just talking money or are we talking like body of work and how they did it?
George
Body of work.
Burns was famous since he was a teenager all the way through till death.
But
And he had
I don't
plenty
think
of
that I don't
movies.
think they start taking control how Eddie took control of his career. How Eddie start being every character, how he start writing, producing, doing the whole shebang.
George Burns played two characters in the movie. And oh
Two,
God,
did he play 10, Craig? He
oh
played a
God, Reggie.
grandmama, the mama, the son, the janitor.
He was killing.
I looked up George Burns. He was born in 1896.
Goodness gracious.
He was born before film.
Vaudeville
18.
act. He lasted 100 years. He
He had
died
a
in
long time.
1996.
Wasn't he on the Fresh Prince? I remember that episode. Was that him? George Burns? When he was like, you know what I'm
I
talking
don't
about,
know.
Craig?
I ain't gonna hold you. I don't know what the person is.
I don't know. I don't know if he did the
I
Fresh
just remember
Prince.
him having a cigar.
He always had a
Yeah.
cigar. That's one of my favorite movies, Oh God, You Devil. He played the God and the Devil.
Oh, George Burns? Back
I gotta
then.
go look now. We're going way back. Craig went way back.
Right.
Well,
Right.
you said
Y'all be
Longevity.
forgetting Craig's a historian with these
Yeah.
films.
Yeah, I just threw that out too. If I was really trying to think. Is Dick Van Dyke still alive?
Yes.
Yeah, he hit 100 too. He just re recently.
He has a long career too. In a short span, nobody's done it like Eddie. Well, it's a long span.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sure Eddie Murphy's seen people come and go in the last 50 years
But
that
hold on,
they were
though.
hot shit and then just disappeared.
People forget that Tom Hanks was a comedian.
Yeah, Bosom Buddies.
Bay
Right.
Area, Tom
Yeah,
Hanks.
but he's not known as a comedian, though.
But you said comic, right?
Yeah, big.
But he's not known as a comedian. He don't have a special out or something like that. It's not like you think of comedians. You go like we like name a
Man, he
Tom
did a whole
Hanks joke.
movie, Punchline.
A
You
acting in a
can't
movie
we
as
can't
a
give a nigga that
comedian.
just did
No.
we can't give somebody who just did open mic, so he was a comedian. No, Tom Hanks was a comedian.
Wait. How
Was
about
he
Jim
touring? Does he have
Carrey?
road dates? Did he have road dates?
Yes. Tom Hanks
I
got
don't
famous off being a comedian, then
don't
going
believe
back.
that. And he's from
So,
Oakland. He's from the Bay Area.
oh, is he?
Yeah, town business, baby. Skyline High School.
Yeah, I claim
So,
anybody.
in order to be a comedian, you have to have a special.
No, I don't think you necessarily have to have a special, but I'm like, you have to be
He
known
said,
for
was he
that.
touring? And was people to be.
I said, at least touring.
Because I'm looking up Jim Carrey. He I don't think he had like a 15-minute special. I'm looking it up.
But we know he lived at the Comedy Store. You know what I mean? He slept on the
Literally.
couch. Yeah. So I go like, that's a he's a real stand-up comedian. And I'm not saying that Tom Hanks isn't. He's not known for that by any means.
I'm looking at him on YouTube right now. He has a stand-up right now, 15
Oh,
minutes
Tom?
in New York. Yep. At the Comedy Strip.
What year are we talking?
Tom
In the
Hanks.
80s.
87.
Don't know, man.
Because he was doing it around the time that Keenan and all them were, Keenan, Robert, all them started out and they're all touring around. Not touring, but they'd be at the comedy clubs and stuff. Isn't Tom Hanks' name up on the wall at
They is at the Comedy Store.
the comedy store?
I put it up there too.
What?
I put Charlie Chaplin's name up there. Like, whatever. I got space for
I want to
that.
know what Charlie Chaplin sound like, man. Have we ever heard him talk?
Yeah, he had a deep voice.
That is wild.
He sounded like nick nick nitty.
Wait, are there any interviews of Chaplin?
I'm sure there are.
There has to be.
Because it was him and Buster Keaton, right? Who were both like those old school. I
Yeah.
don't know who came first, but
And they had a, weren't
how
they?
boring was life at the time where that was entertaining?
Nah, hey, nah, DC, you
That
sleeping on
was
those
beautiful.
DC? You sleeping on them because those were fire, bro.
Okay, you send me a good one.
I sent you a good one.
There's a whole bunch at the Comedy Cellar. I used to just go up in there and watch on the wall. They just show Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin all day.
So, like, you fail to realize, like, people looking at our children looking at us was like, so what was it like without the internet? How did y'all have fun? So you got to look at it like you're comparing it to now. So then they see in movie pictures. Remember those cartoons that had no dialogue? They just had actions of like sneaking
In
and they
the
get their foot
30s.
slammed like, ah! Like,
Yeah,
that's
Tom and
essentially what
Jerry.
Charlie Chaplin did.
Touche. When you have nothing, then that does become entertaining.
Man, that was beautiful. And
Yeah.
it's universal. It don't have no language. So you can send it all to Russia, Australia. It's universal. Everybody's watching it and enjoying it.
Hold
We
on,
just got
Dion, but in our
to
defense, even when we were coming up, stuff we did was still like it was still fun.
it. You don't
Like
think comedy?
so the kids today could do what we were doing. And they would be like, oh, that's fun. You don't think so?
Yeah, people still enjoy silent movies.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Hell nah.
They have a whole theater on Fairfax that still shows silent movies.
They'll show it.
Those are nerds, though. Those are different breeds. Those are different breeds of people. They don't count.
I think
those are the kids that are looking for nostalgia.
I think all directors need to watch silent films so you're not relying on dialogue. You can just show that you can direct by just actions.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to watch a silent comedian. I'd be like, man, say something.
No, man. Not stand up. That's wild. He'd be like, you see a little script at the bottom? You ever thought about when you see like a little caption at the bottom?
The only one I know of is Harpo Marx, but he was also part of the team, the Marx brothers. So I don't know how much he did by himself, but
they were from Chicago, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Marx brothers, I have no idea.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Groucho Marx. The Groucho. He had a whole little
Harpo.
Groucho Scruncho.
Scruncho.
No, it's not Scruncho. Yeah, I think so.
No, I don't think so.
I just know they call them the Marx brothers.
Yeah.
I know it's Harpo, Groucho, and there's one more, right?
I think technically it was two more, but I couldn't tell you their names like that.
Yeah, I remember they were on I Love Lucy.
Yeah, just the one though, I think. Were they both on there? I remember that's how I introduced to Harpo. I thought he was so amazing, bro. That dude was so amazing to see him say nothing and be fired.
He's been putting his leg in people's hands. It was hilarious back then.
So funny, bro. I was like, so clever and had nothing. You got to think about it, man. Back in the day in the 1800s, a book release was like a huge thing.
It was like a Marvel film.
Frankenstein 2? What? Yeah.
Lord of the Rings? What? Two Towers?
Yeah, dog. Like that had to be a huge event happening. Was like a book release, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember, they had families hovering around the radio watching movies, like listening to movies like this, like just from sound effects.
That's kind of bad. Like a lot of these, like Audible, they have those live, not what's called live, but they have those shows and movies now that aren't necessarily books. But, you know, did I freeze on you? What's happening?
You say what? Yeah, wait, he be guessing every day?
I'm like,
shut up.
He goes up every day.
They're not going to see any of that. That for them, that's never even happened. They're never going to know that happened. They're going to see a big clip, and we go right back into it. It was like, oh, your internet connection is unstable. And I'm like, nigga, I am at my house on my Wi-Fi. How is this unstable?
That damn Spectrum.
It is Spectrum, though.
Have they tried to sell y'all on this? They said, do you have a home line? They said, we can activate you a cell phone. Did y'all like that yet?
What's that?
Landline?
So yeah, they want to give you a landline as a cell phone. So it is like, so if you do right now, call your internet and threaten to leave and say, hey, I'm going to, if you have Spectrum, I'm going to AT&T. They have a $40 deal. Your bill is way too high. They say, hey, we'll match that. All we're asking you to do is activate a cell phone as a landline, keep it at your phone, at your house, and we'll match your deal. I've told numerous people this, and it has worked. So if your bill is above $40, you can call your internet provider and get it lower. And they always give you this landline cell phones, like, but you got to activate it with like a SIM card. They're not selling a cell phone. They're just selling the idea of having a landline.
So you keep that phone at home.
Keep it at home. And by any chance you want to give somebody a second, like you don't give them your number, you give them your landline. I haven't activated mine. It's just been sitting in the.
Oh, you did it.
Yeah, I did it. But I don't have a cell phone to activate the SIM card.
Oh, they give you the SIM card in hopes that you get a phone.
They give you a line, and then if you get a SIM card and a cell phone, they say, give me that, and they'll activate it.
Did you activate it?
It's activated by having given them the number to act to
because you don't have a phone.
Right. I don't have a number.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
It will be close.
I think I pay like 80.
Yeah, call it, dude. And when you do it, hit me up, like, Lack, it worked. It worked.
I might do that.
But does it reduce your, I don't like, because I had something else.
It does.
reduce my my gigabytes or whatever, my data. And I ain't like,
No.
there's some.
I could show you the before and after. That it would double. Like I was at like a
Not like with
hundred.
Mint Mobile or something, are you? They got like the Mint Mobile or like Cricket Wireless or something like that.
Have Spectrum, bro. I have Spectrum. Says the nigga who over here is two frames per second.
I don't want to see Ryan Reynolds pop up and he's like, "Hey, man, I'm just working on Mint
Nigga
Mobile."
right here, dude. Oh my God. Mint Mobile.
That name is hilarious.
Cricket
Mint
Wireless
Mobile.
is a real thing, and Mint Mobile.
Right.
What are we
Yeah.
doing?
Yeah, Mint Mobile is sponsoring us.
I
Oh,
sure
that
we
was
did
dope.
have. I sure
This
we
is
did
an
have
ad
Mint
today.
Mobile
Yeah.
ads.
Still got Mint
Oh, we
Mobile.
did have Mint Mobile ads. That's
Yeah.
Yeah, they gave us a big discount on that bill.
I should have went with them. I don't remember even taking it seriously.
I went with them. They gave us what was it like 6 months
Oh, yeah, that's when
free?
Craig's number changed. I remember that.
Yeah.
You still with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the
I
second
paid,
number.
so what they do now is if you pay off for the year, they drop it down more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was already, what was it like? I haven't looked at my bill in so long. It was like $30 a month. And then they drop it further down if you pay for the year.
But
I
how's
miss my phone.
how's everything? The service and data is good.
Yeah, everything's fine.
I'm only about the gigabytes, the data wise. I'm like, if you give me like, we were with Spectrum and I went back to Verizon because they had 80 gigs on for the month, and then Spectrum had like 40 or something. It's like the max, something like that.
I went somewhere out the country and it was giving me problems, but I just had to use the phone on Wi-Fi. Was that Colombia? Maybe it was
Yeah,
Colombia.
a lot of times you go out the country anyway, you put that stuff on Wi-Fi and WhatsApp it, you in the game.
Right. Same thing. It's all the same thing after that.
Don't do WhatsApp.
Why
Why not? I don't know. I just never got into WhatsApp.
not?
My
When I was
buddy
on that
be
ship, when
trying
I
to
went on
call
that
me.
cruise with my mom, I was WhatsApp McGee.
Yeah, I'll
All them Colombian
FaceTime.
ladies and all them Brazilian women that you love so much, they all got WhatsApp. They all
They
got
got
WhatsApp.
FaceTime.
Yeah, but they all use
But
WhatsApp.
that's also how you can talk to an Android video to video.
Yeah, I don't need to talk to nobody on Android.
That's a
So, all
fact.
right.
That's
All
very true.
right.
All
Not
right.
on no FaceTime.
Wait, Dion, you still Android?
Still.
Oh man.
Still.
You one of those, huh?
I'm not
It's gonna
a, I'm
go
not a
down
cheap.
with the
I'm not part of the
ship.
sheeple. I'm not part of the sheeple.
Android users act like they're making this big grand stand against the government.
No.
No. You fought the January 6th crowd. We're not taking this. We're taking back our independence.
Who gets more upset about the cell phones? Apple people hate Android people. Y'all the problem. We just like, why are y'all so upset? What you got a green mobile for? What you got a green mobile for?
Wait,
Like,
so are you
hey,
Samsung Android or are
I
you
am
like
Samsung. Okay.
problem. Here's the real problem is that Android means any other phone that's not iPhone, right? You got your, well, I mean, except for like Google, but
The
and
Google
like
phone.
iPhones, they all connect, right? So everything is so simple. When we all remember, we kicked Keon out. We almost kicked Keon out the group. We bullied
We
him.
did until he got it.
Having
He
an
switched over
iPhone.
and got his iPhone.
We bullied him because it's like, yo, you messing
See?
up.
See?
But
Y'all
we
the
can do.
problem. Y'all bullied somebody to get it dag on
Because you mess up what we can do on there. Otherwise, it's all everything's janky and raggedy. We go like, bro, you gotta hop on, man. But y'all,
You don't see our gifts. You don't see when we send memes.
that's so 97, nigga. We can. What are you talking about? Y'all using old arguments now.
Can't FaceTime
Yo.
you.
You haven't showed us anything different, man. Y'all still be like, we can do this. Y'all be saying we can do stuff that no one cares about.
I don't care.
And you and you
I
and
don't
Dion, when you want to like join us, you gotta install something. I can do it. I just gotta install this app.
What do I gotta install?
Like we
So
can't
if we
just
want
straight
to
up
do, if we all
FaceTime.
want to go on a FaceTime, we all got iPhones and we want to do a quadruple, because we can do that. Me,
Right.
Craig, and Chaz right now could just FaceTime each other.
Hop on
You
a
couldn't
call.
do that with us.
Why can't we just do it on Zoom?
Exactly
Add it.
the problem. Exactly the problem. We gotta go to a
Why
whole
would y'all? Why would y'all want that much chaos? We can. Why y'all want four niggas on the phone? On this small device, y'all want four niggas on this?
I rest my case, baby. I rest my case.
We can just do that on a Zoom. We can go to WhatsApp. All you gotta do is
Yeah,
download.
what's that? Yeah, we kids don't want that too, by the way.
It's a third party. They said
Third
it's
party. That's the problem. It's a third party. We gotta go outside to use our inside.
We got to outsource. You like India, Dion. You like China, India,
He said,
Puerto
welcome to
Rico,
the video call.
I'm Puerto Rico, baby. Even though I'm in the States, I'm still a part of the citizenship.
Would you like to talk to DC?
Are you having a Super Bowl viewing party down at your house, Lack?
I am, man. I just got the flyer like an hour ago, yo. You gotta come through, Young King. Look at that. Just got sent in.
Now, I
Oh,
know you was
what?
up here
I might
talking
pull up,
shit. I
Dion.
knew you was doing something.
Yeah, she
Hey,
just
send me
gave
that D.
for sure. I'll do it right now.
I'm in
Yeah.
town. I'm coming.
The funny thing is, I
Send
pitted
it
on
to WhatsApp real quick. You can't just text
it
me.
to all four of us, Dion. Send it to all of us in one text.
Why do you think I can't? I
You
can.
group text, but it's trash. You just can't do the same stuff.
What do y'all want to accomplish with that? What do you want? What's the difference between me putting y'all in the group chat?
Can't
What's going
airdrop? You can't airdrop something to you?
We just want you to know that you're different, Dion.
to
That's what they say about the greats, man.
The balls. It's all right, man. You just
Yeah. That has to suck for my Niners not to be playing the Super Bowl in San Francisco. You ass wipes.
Wicked work. Y'all got wiped.
We got
Like
wiped, bro. It was embarrassing.
it wasn't even competition, bro.
And I knew it was going to happen because it just happened the week before. So I just thought, oh, this state is going to run this back.
Against Seattle.
Hey, yeah, against Seattle. So thank you for it. Because I was like, they're just better than us. When I was watching them, I was like, they're better than us.
It looked oddly personal, bro. Like, of course, it's a rival, but it looked like I was
Yeah,
just
it
like,
looked bad.
yeah, I was like, what did y'all do to
Yeah.
like? Somebody was
But
saying.
this week, though, this week, Seattle, and the Rams—they've been going back and forth all year. So in that last game, we went to the wire. So it's
When did
gonna
you
be.
become a Rams fan?
Come on, man! Why we do this every single year?
Wait, how are you around? How are you a Rams
I
fan?
got you. I got you. I do this
Tell
every
me.
single time. I was a Marshall Faulk fan. And when it comes to basketball, I was a player fan. I was a Shaq fan. So when these people retired, that's when I picked my team. So when Marshall Faulk retired, he was with the San Diego State. He went to the Colts. He went to the Rams. When he retired, I just stayed with the Rams.
So you're a Celtics fan?
Yeah, that is where Shaq ended
No.
his career.
So
That's the logic
yeah.
they
So I
said.
hear you. I hear you. But when he would start kind of getting tossed around like a whore, I said, this is disgusting, man. I don't even like what's happening right now. So I said, I need to pick a team. And when I that year I said I need to pick a team, somebody walked into T-Mobile while I was working there, and they gave me a season pass to the Clippers. So when I went there, I was like, well, I guess I'll just do this and just support this team because I'm in LA. So this can be.
Free make you a fan?
Who?
I said
Yeah,
free
hell
will
yeah.
make you a fan.
Yeah. 2004. 2004. And I was like, oh, here we go. I don't know what it was like a plastic little thing. I don't know why this was like a you kind of scan it, you walk in, and it kind of do a little punch on the home games. They didn't do Laker games, even though they were playing the Lakers. They said, this is blacked out. But yeah, man. And then I
Wait,
just
Deion
came.
saving grace is he has been down with the Clippers as long as I've known this nigga.
Yeah.
What you
Yeah.
feel about what they did to Chris Paul? You leaving him now?
I mean, Chris Paul should have retired a long time ago. I definitely wish it was just playing with house money at this point. They were just like, it'd be nice for him to retire here, but it's like we're wasting money at this. Yeah, this we gotta
They got
free up the salary cap.
the Clippers are so bad, they got mad at Chris Paul for trying to win. They said, "What are you holding us accountable for, man? We
Well, when
don't."
you come in after leaving for, he's been gone, what, 10 years? And come in trying to be the coach?
I'm trying to be a leader.
Yeah,
On the
he
bench?
retired. Didn't that retire him? He retired, right?
No, he's still on the roster.
Yeah. I think he played for the Mississippi Monarchs now.
Oh yeah, they just ship when you get out of when you get out of line, they just ship you anybody.
Yeah.
Saying the Bali. You playing with the Bali Dragons. What? You imagine getting traded out the country, bro?
Hell,
Relative.
hey, damn near Marbury and them. When he got kicked out of the league, he was like, "I'm in China." He a
Yeah, when
whole
he was
he a
talking
whole he
crazy in the car,
they built a
yeah
statue.
he a whole he a whole resident of China now. He like
Yeah,
he
they built
like
a statue in
they treat
China.
him like a Jordan over there.
Heck yeah.
You be forgetting that, like, there was some fire ass players in the 90s. You'd be like, man, what the hell? What happened to Kerry Kittles? Like, what happened to
What
Stephon
happened
Marbury?
overseas?
Remember Keith Van Horn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Chris Mullins. Where is he at? Where's Dan Mar
Chris
Dan
Mullin
Dan
still worked.
Marley?
They both worked for the
Dan.
organization
Yeah,
still.
Chris Mullin still works for the Warriors, I believe.
Wait, ain't
Yeah.
Chris Mullin a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, he Hall of Famer.
Ain't Dan Marley make the Hall of Fame?
Thunder
I
Dan.
don't.
I don't. Did Dan make Did he make Hall of Fame? Was he Hall of Famer?
You mean 50 greats or 75 greats?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so
I
either.
doubt he made that team, but I just mean like the Hall of Fame eventually.
Because I was just thinking about who was on his team, and I was like, yeah, no, Thunder Dan wouldn't have gone. It would have been
It was like Bark Kevin Johnson.
Kevin Johnson, Barkley.
Yeah. Bill
Who's a Hall of
Cartwright.
Famer you think don't belong there?
Duckworth.
Huh?
What? No, I was naming players. You said that don't belong in the 50 greats.
Who
Who
don't
don't
belong
belong
in
in
the
the Hall
Hall
of
of Fame?
Fame? I'm sure we can kick a bunch of them old dusty niggas off.
No. Once you're in the Hall of Fame, I go like, you're there. I'm not gonna kick you out, but I'm just saying when you look at somebody, I'm not talking about the top 50, top 75. There's different things right there.
No, Brody, but listen to what I'm saying, Chaz. You gotta create a seat for somebody like Wimby that's coming.
No. This is not what
We
I'm
don't
saying.
change the top 75 to the top 100.
The top
Well,
75.
they did. It was top 50, then they moved it to top 75.
So now we gotta put
You
a
gotta talk
salary
about
cap
different
on these
things.
niggas.
You're talking
That's
about
a
different.
bar.
You gotta start pushing niggas down, man.
You
Wait,
gotta start
wait.
kicking niggas out.
You guys are talking about different things. I'm talking about the
Who's going first out of 75?
I'm putting Wimby in there over Kareem. That's
Oh, you wild.
Wimby, bro. He's an alien, bro.
So was
Dude.
Kareem. Kareem
So
was
was
the original alien.
Kareem. Nah, it's a different kind of alien. Wimby's different, bro. See?
Yeah. I every time I look at Wimby, I have that little meme from the nigga from The Wire.
It's crazy. Dion, it's crazy.
I just
It's
want to know
crazy.
why he's fading away at 7 foot six. How tall is he? Seven.
You know them skinny niggas be relapsing, where they be like, I'm gonna get broke. I'm gonna break. You don't believe me
Yeah.
solid enough. I'm gonna break if I do this.
Yeah, I'm nervous about his like just being that tall. I feel like he's bound to get hurt. And I'm just
Super
like
fragile. He's super
no, but
fragile.
his fitness is different. The way he be crawling out on the floor with no shoes on. He's going a different route. He's listening to LeBron. Pay that money for your health.
Okay, excuse my ignorance on a lot of these players. I'm looking at the top 75. I don't know who Dave Bing is.
Old school.
Out of there. Keep going. Name another one, Dion.
Let's see. Dolph Skaze?
Gotta go.
SCH? Out of
Out of there.
there.
He might be incredible.
Yeah. Out of there.
Wes Unseld?
Nah,
Get
he's
rid of
still
that.
he's
Get rid of him.
nah, Wes Unseld, he's a zaddy. You get rid of everybody, DC. Damn.
Is he a
Hold on, you
is
said
he a
he's a
win? They gotta
zaddy?
match
Did
up
you
to
say?
Wimby. Wimby. Wimby's kicking somebody out. Somebody gotta
Bro.
go.
Oh
They're
yeah, you
definitely
already
just
kicked three people
adding
out.
people. They're not kicking anyone out. They're just gonna add people. You're
What
not
are we
kicking.
giving? What are we giving these niggas ribbons now? You can't. You know what I mean? What are we celebrating? You know what I mean? Like you can't. Everyone doesn't get an award in this one. This is
They
not
already got
intramural.
it. They already came first. They
They
already
gotta
got
go, bro. Wimby's different.
They already did what they were supposed to do. You're like, oh, you're gonna punish him for coming for being great in the 50s? That's his fault.
Somebody has to get up out of that seat.
And I kind of feel like this is controversial. I feel like there's a lot of things here are busts.
Talk your
No,
shit,
not if
Dion.
they're 75 greatest. They're
I
busts.
mean, as
Hold on, wait,
in,
let him talk. Let the man speak. Talk your shit, Dion.
I'm just saying, I'm looking like Anthony Davis. Like he had a hot, what, 7 years? And then all of a
Hey,
sudden,
he's a bus.
I'm just like, he keeps getting
He is
hurt,
a
man.
bus. He's a bus, bro. That's Dion's proving my point.
Dion's
Yeah.
not, this is not the same point as Dave Bing, who's been proven for a whole career.
But I'm saying that
He's
Dion, what
still
Dion has
playing.
proven is that they made some mistakes.
Yeah. Because he's still in this league.
I
Anthony
understand.
Davis is still playing.
Davis is still playing, and he's hurt every second.
Yeah.
Hey, DC, you got to get out of here?
Yeah, I got to shake and bake. I got to
Yeah.
hop on this flight, man. And I like the new podcast setup. It's dope.
I like it too. I'm about to
Chaz,
drive back. I'm
you
about to
deserve
drive
to go
back from
off on us this
Colorado.
morning.
You said I deserve to go off on you
You
this
deserve
morning.
to go off on us. You don't even have to apologize to us. It's
Oh,
okay. I understand your
I wasn't
frustration.
allowed to.
You don't even have to say sorry. I love
Won't
you
you
anyway.
charge up your internet provider, man? You're the only one
Hey,
popping.
Dion, Chaz just
Cranking up.
snapped. He on a rampage, and I don't even want him to say sorry because I love you anyway, bro. And I don't even want you to feel bad about what you did this morning.
Don't. I
I
don't.
know.
I want him to feel bad. He sent me the link at 11:01. You all got the link at the same
That
time.
man
That's
was
why
on
I
a, he
said.
was a tyrant last night, man. I couldn't do nothing but laugh. I was like, this nigga's just evil.
Yeah, I woke up to. I was like, I'm not going to read all this. It was probably
was going
15 minutes.
off.
I'll see this in the morning.
So catch me at Kansas City Improv, man, if you're out here this weekend. Kansas City Improv this weekend is going down. I love y'all, man. I'm gonna talk to y'all in a minute.
All right, DC.
All right.
All right, I'm about to get out of here too. I'm about to drive back from Colorado.
Hey,
Be safe out there, Gregory. Is it snowing out there?
It's supposed to start snowing in 2 days. That's why I'm getting out of here
If
now.
you can't figure out how to close it, I'm gonna keep all this in
Yeah.
here too. you saw it was this.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all
Where
gone.
you at, Dion?
This week
Look,
is
just like
light.
Ronnie Chaz, we should just keep going now.
I can run you jazz at this point, yo.
Yeah. All right, guys, thank you for watching Daddy Issues. I'm gonna really do that, but you know what it is. And then February 6th, Dion.
February 6th will be the Aries, my B-Day Zodiac comedy show at LT Studios. If you are in Los Angeles, please come through. Support if you are
Aquarius.
Aquarius. If you are Aquarius, celebrate. Let us celebrate you, and all the comedians on the show are Aquariuses. And it's
Aquarius.
gonna be, yeah, there we go. Yeah. So come downtown. Tickets are on Eventbrite right now. Hit the link in my bio. If you want me to send you an individual flyer, hit me on my DM and I'll send it to you. Follow me at Dion Lack, DionLack. DionLack.
All right, y'all.